Hello, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing a lift titled, When Those Who Comfort Need Comforting, we have Stephanie Summerlin. She's from Kirkwood, Missouri.
It's okay. We're going back to our classroom. You can take a deep breath and you won't cry. Several months ago, these were the comforting words one of my preschoolers said to a tearful classmate as we walked back to our building with loud rumbles of thunder in the distance. As I listened to this heartwarming exchange, after an especially loud clap of thunder, the child doing the comforting said to me, "Miss Stephanie, I'm afraid of thunder." I immediately assured her and her classmate that we were almost back to our building and were completely safe. I also told her that I knew God to be everywhere, so no matter how loud the thunder was, it couldn't be louder than God. Sometimes those who are doing the comforting need comforting themselves. This got me to thinking about a time last year when I needed to comfort a family member who was in the middle of a severe challenge. I was spending the majority of my days speaking words of God's love to her, reading hymns from the Christian Science hymnal, and voicing what I knew to be true of her spiritual identity. Yet even with all of this acknowledgement of God's power and presence, I sometimes feel gripped with fear when things seemed particularly challenging. It was during these times when I would get especially still, waiting as long as was needed to hear God's divine messages, assuring me that both my loved one and I were, and would always be, safe in God's protecting care. And just as my preschooler did, each of us can be confident that when we're called upon to comfort those in need, we too can feel embraced in God's loving and continuous care.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.